Jeremy Carlton joins us now. Coach, how are you?
I'm good. Good morning to you all.
And good morning to you.
Good morning.
I was out there Sunday night. Nice run going on. And I said this, Coach, tell me if I'm wrong about this. Even the other night, where the first two periods were flat at best, get two goals early in the third. You got 6 minutes left with a chance to tie. It didn't work out. There's an empty netter at the end. But that felt like a good loss to me. In other words, I know the streak ended, but the team feels like it's in a good place.
Well, I wouldn't call it a good loss, just because we're not happy with how we played the first two periods.
Okay.
But what we did show was that we're not out of it. We're never out of it, and that we have the firepower to come back. And that we did. We stuck together in the third. We give ourselves a chance to climb back into the game. So that will take with us, and then it's just the response to make sure we start on time. And I mean, we just weren't very good the first two periods. And you know what? They're a really good team. They have an excellent D-core, and their forwards, tremendous work ethic. They forecheck really hard, and they backcheck even harder. So, you know, that was a difficult team to play against. But, you know, we would have liked to perform better the first two periods, and then probably we do win that game.
Well, one reason you were able to come back in that game was you've got this 31-year-old, now 31-year-old guy out there who kind of ignites you.
You talking about Grandpa Kane?
Yeah, that's the guy. Yeah. That's the guy. And you look at some of the milestones he's hitting, and I mentioned this a little earlier, 599 assists now. He's getting up there close to 1,000 points. You haven't coached him for all that long, but can you tell when he gets kind of into one of these grooves where everything seems to be clicking for him?
Yeah, no question. It's and you can kind of feel it coming. Like I thought we were when we were on the West Coast trip there. You know, L.A. and Anaheim and San Jose. He wasn't quite untracked yet, but you could tell it was close. And you know, he was able to break through, and now he's really feeling it, and he's making a difference for us every night. And you know. Against Carolina, it didn't happen for him early, but once he got going in the third, it just felt like every time he touched the puck, he was doing something special. So pretty exciting player to watch, and obviously he's a treat to coach, and there's going to be a lot more of those big milestones coming up because he doesn't stop.
Who are you noticing is having a great season that we're not talking about? And I know you never miss a minute of this show, Coach. So who would it be?
Yeah, I'm just guessing who you're not talking about.
What?
Probably, you know, in the games that he's played, I think Murphy's been really good. He's taken another step as far as his contribution to the team.
Blocking a bunch of shots.
Yeah, he's doing a good job. And I'm sure you guys talk about the goaltenders, so I don't...
Yep.
Need to go there. I think Brandon Saad's been excellent. You know, basically start to finish here. There's
what about you? What about you? How would you rate you the so far this year? if you had to give yourself a grade, what would you give yourself right now?
I don't know about that, but I got to get better. Got to keep getting better.
Okay. Well, we all need to improve.
You're in a really. I mean, I know you look at an 82-game schedule, and you're not saying, well, there's an easy game, this is an easy game, but you're in a really exceedingly, you would think, difficult stretch now. You just come off playing Vegas and Nashville, and you get Carolina. Now you got Tampa Bay coming in. Then you get back to divisional play with two against Dallas, two against Colorado. But this Tampa Bay has seemed to be a tough matchup for the Blackhawks, but that they're kind of that way for everybody, aren't they?
Yeah, they're a good team. I think, you know, it's kind of a league now. They're all tough stretches. Like, there's really not any easy games. Every team that comes in, it kind of depends on their form, like how they're playing at the time. You know, we just had, you know, Vancouver, Pittsburgh, Toronto, Vegas, you know, beforehand you think, wow, that's really tough. You know, those teams are it's going to be difficult. Nashville, obviously, but, you know, it's a different game every night. And if you take care of your own performance, typically you're going to get points because the league is so tight. So the teams that play well, they get points on that night.
Steven Stamkos has been one of the NHL stars for many years. Now, had a great season last year. May be a little behind that pace this year so far, but he's 29 years old. Is he just getting dangerous? He's certainly not past his prime.
No, he's still got a lot of hockey left in him. And I think that team, they had such a good season last year, regular season, and then, you know, playoffs certainly didn't go the way they wanted to. And I think they're pacing themselves, and they're making sure that they're ready for the important time of year. They're still a very difficult club, and they're gonna, of course, they got to win enough games to get in, and they'd like to have home ice and all those things. But they had a really good team, so don't let, you know, the start. No one should be fooled. They got a great lineup, and it's gonna be a tough game.
Yeah, Kucherov got shaken up the other night. Apparently, he's going to play tonight. When you talk about understanding that it's really more about your performance night in and night out, because if you do what you do, then you're going to end up with getting points. Is that a tough thing to get across to young guys who haven't been through the rigors of an NHL season before, like a guy like Kirby Dach, even though he may be the exception, I think, to a lot of rules?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's definitely really important, and more important than ever for those guys. I'm not sure that it's not like they're resistant to it. Mm-hmm. It's just they probably don't realize how important it is when you play 82 games and every night it's a test. You really can't focus on anything else other than your next shift, your own performance. We're going to talk about the opposition and certain things they're doing and maybe areas, you know, we can have success, but it all comes back to what we're trying to do and focusing on that and focusing on your next shift. And I think for young players, as soon as they figure that out, then they become really good pros and excellent NHLers.
Brian Campbell will be honored tonight with One Last Shift. How much of his career did you catch?
I think a good portion. You know, he played for a long time.
He's great.
And was a great player for a long time. So, obviously, he's got a lot of respect from a lot of people in the hockey world.
Yeah, so it'll be fun to see a tribute to him tonight. Blackhawks do a great job with that as well. Last word to you. And normally you don't ask a hockey question. You take Coach out of the hockey world, but this is hockey-related.
This is hockey-related, Coach. So here we go. I would like to know if you practice yoga and are as flexible as your goalies.
Good question.
I did when I was playing. At the end, anyway, my last few years, I got into it, and I thought it was excellent.
So what do you do to de-stress, then? Anything to de-stress? And
now, mm-hmm. I
remain zen.
Hang out with my kids.
Yeah, and he talks to me on the show.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Who's more bendable, Crawford or Leonard?
I don't know. Actually.
You know what, Coach? That's the exact right answer to a stupid question. Good for you, man. Thank you, Coach. Enjoy tonight. I feel another streak coming on.
Sounds good.
See you later.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you. You know, that's one that you really ought to just isolate.
Isolate. Super Joe, you got to isolate that.
Just use it at random on the show.
Who's more bendy? I don't know. Idiot?
He didn't say idiot.
Oh, he said idiot.
Silence. I think the silence said it.
He didn't verbalize idiot, but he said idiot. Now, let me tell you something. He wasn't wrong.